coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Dragon King couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is August 27th, 2012.
And this is episode 73.
At first, when I was reading it, I thought you misspelled DragonCon.
No, we're the Dragonkin.
I know. I know this now.
Aren't we Dragonkin?
Because we're going to DragonCon.
Oh, it's DragonCon.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Valentine Cast. Glad you could be here listening to us.
Yep.
Definitely, ramble.
And we're so excited that you're downloading us and you're listening to us on your earphones, headphones, Apple TV, Stitcher Radio, or whatever.
And whatever you are eating. I mean,
what?
Listening to. I said whatever you are eating.
I'm letting the music play. It's throwing you off, isn't it?
No.
It is.
It's not.
You know you want to dance.
I'm good.
Because Pretty Likes Music, they gave us this music so that we can use it for the show. Mm-hmm. Well, not specifically, but they gave us permission to use it. And it's really jamming. I mean, listen, a lot of people don't get to hear this part. Well, yeah. Anyway, so definitely check it out. You can check them out at prettylikesmusic.com. And again, thank them so much.
Thank you.
For letting us use the music for our intro and outro. So let's go ahead and jump right into the wooka weekend wrap up.
And it was the weekend.
It was the weekend.
And Jay is continuing to pimp out his truck.
Yeah. I don't consider it pimping out.
It's pimping.
It is adding beneficial effects to my truck.
And how is this not pimping?
Because you now have some bars you can step on to get into my truck, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to jump up into our truck any longer. So I'm really glad that you don't have to do that anymore. But I did get some Nerf bars.
Nerf bars. And I had to look up what Nerf bars were. I was like, why did they name them Nerf bars?
No, you didn't look it up. I looked it up because you were like, why are they Nerf bars? I hate trucks. Rawr. That's so stupid.
I said nothing like that. But anyway, I was like, Nerf bars. Why do they name the bars after, you know, the little toy guns? But that's not why they're called Nerf bars, obviously. I learned this on the wonderful Wikipedia page. It is called Nerf bars because when another car hits another car and they hit along their side, it's called a Nerf.
Right.
So the Nerf bars help from getting the wheels tangled up and helps to protect your truck from those.
Right. And it's a NASCAR thing, you know. It's just when they're I think it's a NASCAR thing, but it's more of a racing, auto racing. When the cars bump, you know, intentionally, it's called a Nerf. And that's
I thought it was when cars got in a car crash and they went side.
Well, some of the bumping is, you know, that's still a Nerf, but it's still intentional bumps and stuff like that, you know, is what, you know, part of the lingo there. That's the excitement that happens, at the beginning of, you know, at racing when, you know, you're not drinking beer and watching them drive, you know, to the left.
Yeah, and it was quick, too. They got done in like half an hour.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was going to be like an hour. We got in, we got out. Yeah. And it was really weird because when we got there, we were the first ones there, and there was another guy that pulled up right behind us. He had the two naked women on the back of his truck, the silhouette of them, and they were in the Confederate flag type colors. So it was like they took the Confederate flag and they cut the women out of it. It was stickered on the back of the window. And then also, when he came in the store, he had on no shirt, you know.
And Jana almost said,
no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirts, no shoes, no service. You don't get none. Yeah. But I remember where we were. We were on the south side of Louisville.
In a truck store.
In a truck store called Stuff for Trucks, which was awesome.
And they had a bug in the light that kept making laps, and we watched while we were waiting.
Yeah, it was a big old cricket.
It was weird. It was huge. Oh, God. I think it would drop on my head.
Yeah. So that was fun. We did that.
It was fun.
And you know, I mean, it's a nice add to the truck. I really enjoy it. You know, I know.
No, it's good. No, I like the truck. I like that I don't have to hop in.
Yeah, I like that as well. And it makes it look good. So that was at least one thing that I wanted to get done. And then also was the early kickstart. Well, not kickstart.
The head start.
Head start for Guild Wars 2. So we purchased Guild Wars 2 a little while back, and we actually started playing that. We're on the Dragon Brand server.
I think it's Brand.
Dragon B server. And and so definitely, we're there with AIE and Not in the Faces there also. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. And we really, really enjoyed it. And we'll talk about it a lot more.
Yeah, because we played it all weekend. So we have plenty to talk about.
Right. We definitely did. So, you know, if we played it a lot, you know what that may mean.
Technology.
That means our weekend's over because that's all we did. a new news that came out yesterday.
Oh, Friday.
Friday.
Yep.
Samsung has to pay Apple
$1 billion
for they considered a patent infringement.
Yep.
On the iPhone UI.
Right.
And when you look at them, they are really similar.
Right. Yeah.
Really similar. So yeah. I don't know what they were thinking.
You know, it's still up in the air what they're going to have to do. You know, but it gives Apple some power to say, hey, we have the backing of the court that this is our intellectual property and we have the rights to this.
I mean, because really, make up your own UI. Apple's not the only clean, awesome UI out there.
Right.
There are other ones to be had, but that's going to cut into their chunk of money that they made off of Android. But, hey, and they had to pay for the labor to change it. So.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, one of the other things that, comes from that is, maybe they'll lean more and they're going to have to sell more TVs.
So you think they're going to lower the price of their TV?
Nah, probably not. They probably won't. I mean, they're going to fight it as much as they can.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's no telling
they're
how
already
long.
Going into appeal, so who knows how long.
Right, right. And then also, this week in tech is one of the apps that we're using for, as you heard earlier, we called ourselves the Dragon Ken couple, which we were talking about Dragon Con.
I thought you were just saying it wrong, but I guess not.
Nope. And so, Dragon Con, like last year, they had an app, and this year they updated it, and, Renee feels like it's a lot slicker than what they had before.
But Jay says it was the same, but it feels a lot slicker. It looks cleaner to me, and I don't know. I think it looks better, and I'll probably be more inclined to use it even more this year.
Right.
Than I was. And we've already, but they do have a new feature. It's called the friends section. You can
right.
go in, you can, and you get a code, and you get a code for each friend, and you give your friend that code, and they have to enter it in. So that way, no one can be your friend without you, you know, telling them that.
Right, right. And then, too, also, I mean, we could put our phone numbers in there and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, like our phone numbers are on there. So.
Right. So we don't want just everybody having our number.
Calling us and saying what's up.
Like, hey, what you doing, cowboy?
and you can even see their events on your schedule, so you can try to get the same events as your friends if you want to do that.
Right, right.
So, and I've already been through and added all the ones that I wanted to add.
And, you know, I added a few. And I didn't add a whole lot. I mean, I mostly Dragon Con for me is just seeing friends and seeing people. And people watching, you know, maybe I get to see some pasties or something. Maybe I run into Cat Girl again or something like that. You know,
make sure you take a camera so you can take a picture of that.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to go camera crazy like last year or?
I got to find my point and shoot. I'm going to use my point and shoot a lot more so that my iPhone doesn't run out of power.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to pack. We got to pack like techies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, don't take a moment here and I want to say hi to our viewers live today, which you can see us live at justin.tv/valentinecast. And we have Paul and Pierre watching us today, and just want to say thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and it's going to be a great show. So let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of media.
Media.
I'm going to start saying all of my words and doing that at the end.
Why?
Because it's really cool.
No, don't do that. Whatever. We didn't watch On Back 2. When's the last time we actually watched
the movie that we picked that week?
On a prescribed week.
On a prescribed week before we moved here, maybe.
You know what? It's all Guild Wars' fault. I would have watched it if it wasn't for Guild Wars.
Yeah. And plus, too, it was two. And I kind of wanted to watch one.
Oh, you want to watch On Back? Well, we could have just said, okay, we're going to watch On Back 1 instead.
Let's see. On Back. It is there.
It's streaming on Netflix?
The Thai Warrior. I guess that's
We should watch that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because we're getting caught up on TV.
So. 1, 2, and 3 are both there. They're all in our instant queue. Huh.
They aren't?
They are.
Oh. We need to watch it.
Ah, we have to watch the first one. Maybe I get me all riled up to fight. All right. Roll them, roll them, roll them, roll them.
162.
162 is going to be Legend of the Seeker. Did we see this one already?
What is that about?
His deed foretold in the ancient prophecy. The Seeker joins forces with Confessor Kalan. Oh, this is a television show. Oh, I added this.
Oh, The Confessor?
Yes.
I read that book.
Yes.
That was really good book.
I remember the TV show. Yeah. Okay.
So we can watch the first one.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean that, but all right. So here's the deal. Since that's a television show, we're going to take the next one, which would be 63, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's Annie. You have Annie on DVD, right?
Yes.
So, do you want to try to watch there, or do you want to watch the one on DVD? And the reason I ask is because it's going off on 9/1. So, we already have it. It is the special anniversary edition. I'm not sure what the difference is.
I don't know.
But then we have, if we decide to take it off, then we have two choices.
All right, we'll do that. All right.
So, Annie's going off. Legend of the Seeker, you're going to go up there just because we're going to watch you. All right, so the two choices is, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh.
Or Toys?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
With Robin Williams. Okay. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Okay. Gilbert struggles to take care of his family, but after falling for Becky, he discovers new possibilities. All right, Becky.
Yeah, and that stars Johnny Depp.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I love Johnny Depp, so.
Yeah, he told me he loved you, too.
Oh, thanks, Johnny Depp.
Yep.
I never call him Johnny. It's always Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Hey, Johnny Depp. Yep. So, yeah, so cool. And our TV has gotten down, and we need to watch some movies before September comes, because you know that's when all the new shows come on.
So. Oh, that is
right. Oh, speaking of new shows, are we going to... Do you want to look at the new ones that are coming up and see if you want to bet on any?
Oh,
we did horrible. Betting? No, we're not going to bet. Or we can have a friendly wager.
No, wait a minute. I'm trying to think. We last year we betted.
We didn't bet last year, but we chose ones that we decided to try to watch, like Pan Am and the Playboy Club and Terra Nova. All of which are canceled. We did okay. It wasn't bad. Yeah. There were some that came back that we decided to watch.
So. New Girl.
New Girl.
It's coming back.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
What are some other shows? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we can do that.
So,
We can compile a list.
Ooh, that sounds cool. And we'll add it and then be like, oh, wait, this is crap.
Yeah. And then we have documentation. So we won't be like, which movies did we talk about last year? We can't like not name some that we didn't want to name.
I agree.
All right.
So we're going to talk about some big news.
What news?
Guild Wars 2.
Oh, yeah. Guild Wars 2 is being released tonight. Are you excited, everybody?
Everybody cheer. Yay. So we're going to talk about our Guild Wars 2 experience.
Right.
We didn't play at 3 a.m. when everybody else did. We played the next morning.
Right. And it was in the afternoon when we started playing.
Oh, the afternoon. Yeah. We're not like, oh my gosh, I have to do it right this second kind of gamers anymore.
Right. And it's going to be the same thing even when Mr. Pandera comes out.
I'm actually working when Miss comes out. So.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're going to be getting ready to go out for, and we're going to be gone that weekend.
We are.
So, but yeah, but so Guild Wars 2, we were in the last beta weekend, and then we stress test with them. And the highest level you got prior to that was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
On your deal.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And for me, the highest level I got was 4 because, you know, I wasn't able to get in and play because I was on call at one time. And so we actually got to level 18. I believe 17 or 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got pretty far this weekend.
Right.
You aren't grinding to level.
Right.
You're having fun and you just happen to level every now and then.
Right.
It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. And it's really cool because it reminds me a little of Final Fantasy 14. That's the one that was the MMO, right?
Yeah. It was 14, but the good one was 11.
Right. But 14, when you change your weapons, you get different abilities, mm-hmm. like with spells for me. And then for you, you know, with your thief, you get, you know, you can wield a sword and the doggone pistol and stuff like that. And for me, you know, I can wield a staff and different other combinations. And I have different spells as an elementalist, which is your main magic caster. And they have the ability to heal if they're in their water stance and they can be tough. And I feel like an earthbender almost when I'm playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like almost like a avatar.
Yeah. And I went with a thief because, you know, that's me. I always go with the roguey thiefy characters.
Right.
And I thought I would just stick to daggers. No, no. My favorite combination is sword pistol out of everything, but it is so much fun.
Right.
I decided that is my main, and I use a bow for offhand, but I like how seamless it is to change your weapons, get into new and get new abilities. And there's always events going on and you can choose to do them or not do them. But I mean, I love the game so far and the fact that it's free to play is amazing. So if I need to take a break, I can. But if I want the extra character slot or extra back slot or whatever, I can get it.
Right.
So.
And it's been nice. Pretty cool. The crafting's cool.
I like the crafting.
Kind of reminds me of LOTRO a little bit. Where you're having all the different ingredients and if you're making pants, you just don't need 12 bolts of, linen. You actually have to take the linen, make it into bolts, then make it into, like legs, and then you have to make the seat of the pants,
yeah.
And then you put those together with some thread. I mean, it's really cool. I was really, you know, I really dig it. I mean, I really dig that part of MMOs. I mean, it's just that thing that kind of draws me in. Not, you know, especially when there's PvP and stuff like that, that, you know, I may not, you know, play around with and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I really, really, really enjoying it. Really enjoying it.
Oh, I just had to jump in here, but there was a shooting at the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that was last week.
It's 2 hours ago.
Another one?
Maybe.
Mm.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
No, it was like last Friday or something like that.
How come you didn't tell me?
I thought you, because you used to tell me that stuff.
Oh, never mind. I thought it just happened.
No. Well, what happened?
Nothing. I saw something and they mentioned it, but apparently I'm not too up on my news, so continue. I am sorry. So anyway, Guild Wars. And if you had Guild Wars, you can actually link your Guild Wars account to your Guild Wars 2 account. You can go to your current, if you've already registered your Guild Wars 2 account, you can, go in and add the information, like your email address and password for Guild Wars, and they'll be linked. So if you had the expansion and the Hall of Monuments, you can get some rewards. But I didn't get that far. But I got it anyway. So having a great time. It's good.
Yeah, so it was on the 24th. I was making sure.
Apparently I'm slow.
Well, they're doing some other topics about stuff they found out, like the how many shots the officers shot and everything, and how they missed because 9 people got hit when they were trying to take the armed dude down and everything. And the dude was from Gainesville, yada, 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 all that good stuff. Crazy Floridians.
Who are nuts.
Nah, I was playing. And then also, we played a little World of Warcraft this week as well.
I did.
And, you got some stuff.
I did
that
because I knew I wouldn't be playing for very long Guild Wars.
Right.
I did. I got the, World Explorer for Kalimdor and the Eastern Kingdoms, which was not hard after you get a flying mount, let me tell you. And Jay helped me get the last part. I had to go to Isle of Kel'Danis.
And I'm so embarrassed talking about this because I could have just gotten on Cowboy and summoned you there. Instead, I got on my Warlock, try to get somebody else and try to put up a portal. And then, what's her name? Quoted Nevermore was like, you can just use the guild summons. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. And I could have just did that instead of, I was making a big deal. I got to run you around.
I think you just wanted to seem like it was bigger than it was. So I would thank you profusely.
But I remember when I tried to do it at an early level, that's what I had to do. And that was before guild achievements and everything else. But the thing is that aren't they taking that away? The summoning in MOP?
I think
for the guild?
Are they?
I think so.
That's sad.
Yeah, I think they're taking that away. But you know, it's all good. It's all good.
And I also got the Lore Master for Eastern Kingdom and Kalimdor.
Congratulations. So, that's awesome.
I wanted to go through all the new quests since I hadn't had a chance to yet. And yeah, I did all of them. They were more like the quests in Kata and everything. So
what quest stood out to you the most?
I like the quest where you become the quest giver. That was pretty cool. That was fun. It's not hard, but it was more fun than anything.
That's what I hear a lot of people say. Yeah. That where you're the quest giver. I haven't done it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
There were kind of cool. It's like, there were some that were a little different. I mean, most of the ones are always, you know, kill or gather, but it was nice.
And I contemplated starting another account so I could start a character on our server because I'm full on my account, but
you
even
get another
character
slot.
Huh?
You get another character slot.
I get one character slot. But
well, there's just one new race, so you're all good.
Well, the thing is that I did that and I upgraded one of my accounts to Kata during the sale. So for $15 I got it all the way up to Kata. So I mean it's there and I did buy a month of time, but I just have it sitting in my inbox. So right. You know.
Yeah, I have a copy in my inbox,
right? Because I gotta get my mount from you sometime. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna do that sometime. Not sure when, but we will.
We will.
Yep. but so I actually played my mage, my level 83 mage, to some this week and did some instances, and come to find out, because this is how much to show you how much I haven't really been paying attention. Tuesday is when the XP nerf is going in. For Kata.
Yeah, the patch is coming out.
Right. Which is, you know, time, you know, according to when Guild Wars 2 is coming. So, that is happening and everything. But I'm kind of curious. It's 33%. I think I'm going to be 84 when I log in tomorrow on my mage because I'm pretty close to.
You should try to get to 85 before Kata comes out.
I may. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, in Wrath of the Lich King, I had 1080s, you know, which is the max level. I had 1080s. I did it all. I had 3 or 4 of them that had already did all the raid stuff. And, you know, I kind of was like, okay, I did it. Yay.
And I have 285s, I think.
Yeah, and I have 285s now.
And that's it. So you can tell the difference between us playing Wrath of the Lich King and us playing Kata.
Right. We're watching a lot more TV.
Yeah, we're spreading our interests around. All right. And I just wanted to mention that I'm still doing the stuff to where I grind like tokens and stuff for Icewell. I'm still doing the Argent tournament stuff. I just had to say that because it's horrible, but I'll be doing that for a while yet.
Yeah. Yep. And then, you have some beef with Miss Higgins.
It's not really beef. So I was at my mom's house, and whenever there's a book around, I tend to pick it up and start reading it just because that's how I am. It was Mary Higgins Clark, Two Girls in a Blue Dress or something like that. Mary Higgins Clark, I don't know if all her books are like this, but it was really lame. But these twins, and supposedly they could talk to each other across long distances.
Right.
Like hundreds of miles away. They could, you know, if like one was hurt, the other one would get a bruise and they could hear what the other one was thinking. It was so lame. But then I hate anything paranormal or whatever. So.
Right.
And maybe that's why I didn't like it.
But what if they were like, if they were like mutant twins or something like that, you would think it's okay.
Well, yeah, but mutants don't exist yet.
Oh, you only think they don't exist.
Huh?
You think they don't
exist. No, I said yet.
They may exist.
No, not yet.
And then also during the dinner, when we were over at Mr. and Mrs. Crocker's on Sunday, we had this great discussion on music and what was, you know, the influence of music from the 80s and the 90s. And your dad was sold on that the music of the 50s and 60s were,
best ever. He was like,
ever.
They don't even sample anything from the 80s. And I was like, Dad, now they're probably sampling more from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Right. He was like, what bands stood out to you,
And then we named all this stuff from the 80s.
And he was like, okay.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we started going into the 90s and then we started singing, Guy, let's chill.
Oh my gosh. We sang the whole first verse in the chorus. My brother-in-law D was looking at us like we had lost our minds.
It was hilarious just sitting there singing a song and, let's chill. Let's settle down.
Cause that's what I wanna do. Love that song.
Oh, it was just great.
So yeah. So it's always a fun time over my parents' house. It never gets dull. And my mom cooked some amazing food again.
It gets loud.
Yes, it gets loud. Yeah. But I'm used to that.
Right. But all right, we're gonna hop on into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
I'm a little sad because I'm looking at our food section. It's always small. So it's smaller now since we started our regiment. It's always small.
Uh-huh.
And that's sad. But that's okay.
But
I make one thing
this
week. It was a repeat of black bean and cheese quesadillas.
And it was yummy.
It was yummy. It's a little bit high as far as calories go, but I wanted it, so I had it.
Yeah.
And I'm still under technically, just not where I usually like to be.
And I have to say, it's hard getting Renee used to me cooking because, I grill a lot and she's not used to me cooking so much.
I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing anything.
I don't know what to do. I'm like, you're making the salad. That's great.
Oh, come on.
You know, I don't want to sit there and rip lettuce and everything else.
That's for the women. The women lettuce.
That's for the women folk rip lettuce. Us men folk cook the meat. Yeah. And
it was horrible.
But
so speaking of our weight loss regiment.
Yep. Just to update, I have lost 3.4 pounds as of last week and you lost
2.2 pounds last week.
For a grand total, after 8 weeks, we've lost 57.4 pounds. A combined 57.4. So we're excited. It's just, we had some friends and some people from Twitter and
there are so many people doing Lose It and I love it. I wish we can get more people.
Right. Started. Right. So, if you join, feel free to add Renee and I. If you connected to Twitter or Facebook and you're our Twitter or Facebook friend, you can, follow us and we'll friend you. It's cool. If you're looking for support and want to shit off a few pounds or just want to change a whole, different lifestyle, just, and it's free. It's all
totally
free.
Yep. It's true.
So, for this week's, I shit you not, and this is mine.
James, he
stole
it. Oh
my goodness. So, back when Mr. and Mrs. Crocker went to Europe, I taught Miss Crocker how to use Skype and to use Skype on her iPad. So that when she gets over there, she can just get on Wi-Fi and she can call whoever she wanted to, like the kids, so she can talk to everybody and see how everybody was doing. So she went to buy an international plan. So I did that and I failed to make her account where anyone can just add her. So there was kind of a hint before she left. There were people adding her and saying that she had a virus and all this other stuff and everything. And so she was asking me about it. I was like, oh, you can just ignore it. You can ignore it. And then after she got back home, I said, hey, you know, you can do it on your laptop. You have your camera there. You can talk to Deidre and see her, da, da, da. And what happened, somehow, she must have filled out something or something. I don't know. But she gets a phone call from people that are representing Microsoft telling her she has a virus on her PC and that they need her to go to this website so they can connect remotely to remove the virus. Now, she called me the first time, which this is a few weeks back, and I said, Miss Crocker's a scam, you know, hang up and everything. And she's like, and she's talking nicely to him. This is what cracked me up. She's like, she's trying to get off the phone with him, and they keep saying something back to keep her on the phone. And I'm like, Miss Crocker, hang up the phone, you know. And so that was about 2-3 weeks ago. But then today, they called again. And she was like, she called me and she said, I gave them your number so that they can call you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was
goodness.
Like, you did what? You gave like, my really? Number? Why did you give my number? I was like, they're going to call me. And I was like,
she got so flustered and she just,
she was like, these people keep calling me. They sound so legit.
Like they're not legit, mom. I guarantee
you.
She
was like, call my son-in-law and tell him.
See, I think we're going to see that a lot more because a lot of older people are getting computers and technology. So they know that they aren't all tech savvy. On what's real and what's not. So I think we're going to see this a lot more.
Right.
If they called me, I would just hung up on them.
Yeah. I was like, Miss Crocker, if they call again, just hang up. She's like, and I think she really has a hard time hanging up.
She can't just hang up on somebody, even if they're trying to scam her.
I could. I'd be like, yeah, I could. The emails let us know the best way you get off the phone with them. I know what I do. I just hit end call or hang up. Or sometimes I answer and be like, I don't know. I'll be like, ni hao. Booyah, 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 booyah. Tell them I don't want, you know.
That'd be funny.
But yeah, so let's go ahead and hop into a little bit of odds and ends. On a sad note, loss of a great, great man who took a small step but made giant leaps. Neil Armstrong passed away last week.
Yep.
We'll remember him for his great things that he's done. And for you kids that are listening, you probably don't know, but he was the first man that walked on the moon.
Yep.
On a lighter note, well, not on such a bigger note, happy note, at Dragon Con, there's going to be horrible weather.
Oh, this is horrible. So, I was like, oh, I should check the weather for Atlanta, see how it is. It is thunderstorming from Tuesday to Monday, the whole time right down there.
Right.
And this is going to suck, but I'm going to keep my game face on. It's going to be okay. I'm going to get a little wet. But,
no, we'll park somewhere that's connected to a hotel or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll drop
you
off.
But still, yeah, cause you can get in between the hotels without going outside.
That's if you want to go through the mat. Oh, it's going to be worse. Oh, God.
Cause everybody's going to be inside. No one wants to be outside.
It's going
to
smell like wet nerd.
Everybody, if you're going to Dragon Con, use deodorant
take
and shower.
Extra deodorant and shower. And, oh, gosh, I hope it is not humid. See, now I'm starting to think. See, I'm not thinking about the getting wet. I'm just thinking about the smell of wet
the
nerd.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
The smell of wet nerd that hasn't showered.
Even though it's going to be bad weather, I'm still looking forward to it.
Right.
And we might go next year again.
Yep.
Because Jay likes to people watch anyway.
Yeah, why wouldn't we go?
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have some birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you. We have Nick Nizzy. His birthday is on Thursday.
Hi, Nick Nizzy. Happy birthday.
Yep, he is one of the co-hosts on the Tadpoolery. And you're going to be on the Tadpoolery soon, aren't you?
Apparently. Yes.
Is that Wednesday?
No, I don't think so. Is it?
Oh, man. You might want to check.
I'm going to check because I'm not going to be here.
And then Leslie from the Tadpool, her birthday is on Sunday. So Sunday birthday shows up on the same email?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep.
So happy birthday, guys. Happy Celtic, birthday. One of my favorite redheads.
Yes, Celtic. Your birthday is going to be on to Wednesday.
Yep.
The day that we leave for the trip.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right, we have an email.
Oh, yeah. We have an email.
And this email is awesome. This email is from our great friend Paul from San Diego. He says, "Hi, Jay and Renee. Paul here in San Diego." Who's in the chat room right now? Oh, let me turn this down a little bit. Oh, there we go. Congrats on the new truck, Jay. Just don't decorate it like this. And he puts in a nice little picture of some oval-shaped pairs of something or another. Nah, it's the nuts for trucks.
That's horrible.
That's one of the things that we definitely are not going to do. We can't really stand. We don't see them a lot here. I think since I've been here, I think I've only seen one, maybe two.
I've seen a few.
And the movie of the week I'm actually familiar with, he says, I saw the first Ong Bak. It's a martial arts film made in Thailand, I believe. Both of you are doing great on the weight loss. Keep up the good work. I will have to read The Assassin Apprentice, and I want to try Guild Wars 2. Hopefully I can make it in the chat room for the next show, which you did. Thanks for showing.
Thank you.
Coming. As for watching Project Runway J, make it work. And Renee, you are definitely in, not out. A Venus way. Did I say it right?
A Venus way.
But yeah, so how can people get a hold of us, babe?
If you want to get a hold of us, you can contact us by sending an email to thevalentinecast@gmail.com like Paul did. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And our podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
Yeah, and if you want to call us, you can call us. You can reach us. You can reach us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-22. I'm trying to do this by memory. What is it? 2267?
Oh,
2278.
2278. That's horrible.
227. See, I can just say 227 like the show.
No place like home.
Like 227. Which is a great show,
great
kids.
Show.
If you want to watch our video, you can watch it at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOY. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. THECEFLOW. And if you ever want to catch us live, we record on Mondays, 6:30. That's at justin.tv/valentinecast. And we will not be recording next Monday.
No, next Monday we'll be on our way back from Dragon Con.
Or
just getting back and tired. So no.
Right.
Show tomorrow. No show next week. So make sure you let those of your friends who listen know.
Yeah, tell your kids, tell your wives.
Tell your kids, tell your wife, tell your kids, tell your wife.
I ain't got no time for that.
Then we ain't having no show around here.
I ain't got no time for that. Jesus.
All right. Well, I look forward to Dragon Con. It's the Dragon Con show for our next show.
Yeah, definitely. You know, let us know if you're going to be there. We'd like to know, and we'd like to try to see you. But yeah, thanks again to Pierre and Paul for being with us in the chat room.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. You all have a great week. Have a great Labor Day if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, I'm pretty sure you have a holiday.
Canada's weird anyway.
No, I'm sure they have a holiday like every month.
Oh, right, yeah. Pierre? Every month they get days off.
Yeah, so especially during summer, they get like 20 days off every month or something like that. But yeah. All right. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.